want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is The Real Reason We Are Here, Part 2. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
Several years ago, I had a good friend, and he got in an accident, and he cut his leg off just under the knee. And I remember him telling me that he said, man, it's so real. He said, sometimes I find myself scratching my foot that's not even there because it's like it's still there. He said, I feel like it's there, and it itches, and I feel pain. They call them phantom pains. And he said, it feels like my leg's still there, but it's not there. And I've said, you know, over the years, I can kind of relate to that as the body of Christ when different parts maybe get severed for whatever reason, whether a person passes away or whether a person just gets mad and leaves or whatever, but you still feel there's phantom pains there. Why? Because it's part of the body. And even though they're not there, you still feel there's an emotional connection there at the very least. What is also unique about those things is that every member is necessary to make this metaphor we're talking about work. And I love the way the body works together. I've used this example before, but man, every time, you know, you bump your head or you stomp your toe, or yesterday I was working in my yard building a little bridge that got destroyed in the hurricane, and we're finally getting that thing done. And I was taking the old parts of the bridge and went to go pick it up to move it, and it got snagged on something, and it's pretty heavy. This thing probably weighs 150 pounds, that little piece. And boy, it came down and hit me in the shin. Well, how many of you know I didn't even have to think before I started hopping and rubbing that shin, and my mouth is saying, oh, that hurts, oh, right? I mean, like, I'm not even having to think about those things. They happen automatically. That's why he calls us the body. I mean, the body ministers to itself. It's one of the reasons why we have you laying hands on each other and doing things. The body ministering to itself, and everybody has a part. Discipleship cannot happen without a local church. As we gather together, whether that be on Sundays or Wednesdays or the various Bible study groups, people serve and use gifts that God gave them to help disciple others. What I want is for this church to get into this mode of not just being church people, not just coming to church because, well, this is what God requires of me to do, but to come with the mentality that what we do, the reason we exist and the reason the church itself exists, is to make disciples. And I have to allow myself to be a disciple before I can truly make disciples on an individual level. But just showing up and being a part and supporting what we do here is helping to make disciples. Right? So one of the reasons I mentioned that to you guys a while ago about let's move a little closer, because we don't want somebody to walk in this room and just feel cold and feel like, ugh, you know, these people don't love each other. We don't want that. We never want them to have that kind of a thought when they walk in this place. What gifts and abilities do you have to help others be like Jesus? Have you ever asked him, Lord, what is it that I can do? What is it that makes a difference? What is it? Nobody wants to walk into a church or any place, any business, and walk into the bathroom, and the bathroom's all nasty, and there's pee everywhere, and the toilets are nasty, and there's, you know, I mean, nobody wants, but somebody has to take care of that. It's all part of helping to make disciples. So we want to have the mind frame of we're not just coming together to get some Holy Ghost goosebumps and to say we had church. We want to make disciples. Because Jesus' disciples took that serious ultimately, and it took him 3.5 years to teach them what they needed to teach, and they really didn't get it till after the resurrection. It didn't really happen for them until after the resurrection, and then they were changed men, and they turned the world upside down for Jesus. And they literally spread the gospel all around the known world at the time and literally gave their lives for that cause. What is it that he can do through you? I can tell you one gift that we all have is we all have a mouth and we can speak. We can all share the love of Christ with someone. We can all tell our story. We can all talk about how we moved from death to life, how we moved from our destination of hell, got moved to heaven. We all can tell that story. We all can tell of the day that I met Christ, that he became a reality to me. We can all do that, right? No one on their own can make the whole body function. It is not my job as a pastor to make the body function. My job is to do my part to help teach you how to do that, right? God put you on the team as a player, not as a spectator in the stands. Now, years ago, I was at a conference and I heard a preacher use this example, and I've used it since, but he used this example of the church, and he said, you know, the church is a lot like a sporting event. He said, you go to a sporting event, for instance, a college football game or any, even a professional football game, but you go to a football game. I've noticed this even at the high school football games, that you got some people that as far as they're going to get is like the parking lot area. They're always going to just be, they're hanging around, they're looking, but they're not involved. They have no idea what's going on in the game, but they're looking, you know, and they're, some of them, they're just hanging out there to tailgate. I mean, they never even go in the game. They're out there barbecuing and drinking beer and whatever else they're doing. They out there just hanging out. But then there are others who actually go into the stadium. They go into the seats, and you have some that they're sitting way up in the nosebleed seats. And then you have others that they want to be close, so they get closer and closer. So you have people at all these different levels, from somewhat close to way, way back, and you have some that never even come to the stadium. But then you have people on the field. You have the coaches, you have the players, but you also have other people. You have the water boy, the towel guy, you have, you know, the little guy that handles the footballs for them, and so on and so forth. There's all these different things. They have the bands, they have the cheerleaders, they have all these different parts that are, these are active people on the field. So in the church, it's kind of the same way. And some people are content to look at the church but never go in. Some people are content to go to church but they never get out of the stadium seats. Why? Because they're spectators. They're only there to watch the game. They're only there to be entertained. They're only there to just, you know, I paid good money for this. You know, so you better entertain me. You better give me a good show, right? There are people who are in churches all over the place. That's their place. But God wants to move us all from being spectators and watching to being participators, to be part of what he's doing. And one of the best ways to do that is reaching people and then bringing them in and teaching them and helping to teach. But we have a young lady that's here now, and I love the fact that one of our ladies, one of our older ladies from the first day, has really connected to her. And I tell you that that's a divine connection, and she's helping to disciple her. She says, well, I don't know everything to teach her, but she's there. She's present. She's with her. She's encouraging her. And she's got this young lady involved in everything we got going on over here. All right? It takes somebody to do that, right? So we got to move out of the seats. It's not a show. It's, you know, and we come from, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times in Spirit-filled churches, it's kind of the same way, where you got the star up there, you got the anointed one up there, and he's going to preach to us, and maybe he'll lay hands on us, and maybe we can get something. But I want to tell you, you got the same Holy Spirit living in you, who lives in me, or Pastor Cindy, or any other preacher that you might know, the same Holy Spirit who enables you to become not only a disciple, but a disciple maker. So the question you have to ask are, what are you doing to move out of the spectator seats and onto the field? Look, you got people that have to, if it's a grass field, you got people that have to cut the grass. They have to stripe the thing. They have to get it ready. They have to have the electronics and the board and all that. All of that stuff has to come together for the game to work. And the idea is to get people out there into the stadium, into the church, so that they can begin to witness what God is doing. But the intention is never to leave them in the seats. The intention is to get them involved in their calling, to get them involved in doing something that makes an eternal difference, a kingdom difference. That's the point. The point is that we have to, as a church, We have to all embrace this mindset of not only being disciples, but being disciple makers. How can we do that? What can we do? And so when I look at Jesus and I look at his disciples, never one time did Jesus make a big issue about numbers. What he made an issue about was the people who were in his care, teaching them, trying to empower them to be disciple makers who turn the world upside down. Now, I have a word from God from the very beginning when we began this church. And that word, there's several, but one of those words is, I want to change the world from I Way. And I had people always asking me, why are you in I Way? I had all kinds of offers to take churches with a nice salary and everything else. And here I was in I Way, no salary whatsoever, working shutdowns and turnarounds so I could pastor this church, living in an old house that was, you know, I thank God for it. He provided for us. But living in that old house with no insulation, it was cold in the winter, it was hot in the summer, and it had plumbing issues and electrical issues and every other kind of issue you can imagine. But we were willing to do that so that we could do what we do. And God said, I want to change the world from my way. So we were willing to say, God, we're going to trust you. You're going to do the impossible. You're going to touch the world. You're going to change the world from my way. One way we do that is supporting missions like we do. But listen, we can't just put it off on the missionaries to go. He's called all of us to go. We may not go to another country, we may or may not, but you can go to your neighbor, you can go to the person down the aisle in the grocery store, you can go to the guy that you work with, you can go when God says go, you can go to somebody and you can share Christ with them, you can share his love, you can share your story with the intention of let's get them into the body of Christ so that we can help them become disciples. All of us have the ability to make a difference if we'll just choose to.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.